I have such exciting news because we got the most precious letter from a dog.
Oh my God.
I know. Here's what it says.
Listen to the dog. Listen.
Look it. Tell me your dog mom listens to the chicks without telling me your dog mom listens to the chicks. I'll go first.
Okay.
You open it up and it says, I cannot. There's this dog.
Oh my God.
And it says balls underneath it. That's what he's sitting with. You see all the balls, right?
Okay, so all the balls.
I don't know if you could see it, but he is also holding his Rough Greens sample pack. Okay. There's a letter from the mom. It's from the dog. And the dog's name is Hula, and she is a therapy dog.
Oh, and she says,
Mom is helping type this letter because I can't write and her handwriting sucks. Recently, the momager heard you talk about Rough Greens and she got online right away when we got home to send me a sample pack. And I actually like it. We go for a walk every morning and listen to you and Daisy as we watch the sun come up. I lick the greens right out of the bowl. I don't even need anything else. Mom and I know it'll take about 3 months to see any real changes in my skin, coat, energy, and overall beautifulness, but we are going to try. I am a licensed therapy doggo who specializes in helping those suffering from mental illnesses.
Oh my God.
I know. I work in an inpatient psychiatric hospital in Northwest Indiana each week with my momager. I see people at their worst and give them unconditional love, understanding, cuddles, and I am a really good listener. And sometimes I even do tricks and make the patients and staff smile, laugh, and cheer. It's amazing what a non-judgmental paw shake can do for someone.
Totally.
The nurses, CNAs, and other staff of the hospital say I'm the best part of their week. Sometimes mom tells me that the healthcare workers need me more than the patients, and I can feel it when they give me a hug. I hug back, and I give a gentle kiss because they have the most difficult jobs. Mom wants me to have the best chance at being the healthiest doggo that I can be because I do so much good for the people that I meet and work with. She may help me write back after the first of the year to report any benefits from my new supplement, Rough Greens. I hope you like these bandanas for your doggos. I'm sure you can guess who gets what. You want to see yours?
Yes. Oh my God.
It's got all the boots.
That is the sweetest.
And then for my girly girl, we got some gingham.
Oh my, so much gingham. I love it. Oh my God.
I mean, can you even with that?
She ran
out to try the Rough Greens because she knows that Rough Greens are going to keep that dog alive for longer and alive, healthier, and happier.
I love it.
It's the greatest.
You got to go to roughgreens.com/chicks and get your free bag. You just got to pay shipping, get it, try it. And listen, that mama sounds pretty awesome too. So thank you.
I love her.
Yes.
I love her and I love Rough Greens. I love everything it's doing already for our doggos. I love them.
Yes.
Very, very sorry again that we're late. And unfortunately, we can't stay late to make up for it. So we're going to try to get through as much news as possible. I want to make sure. Yes. So did you watch any of this whistleblower stuff, this Facebook whistleblower stuff?
A little bit, little bits and pieces. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's interesting to me how now she's being taken in by the left so much because they love the fact that she wants to censor. She's very censor happy, you know,
very censor happy.
And they're taking her in and they're like, oh, she's like our poster girl for censorship. So not too keen on this chick, you know?
Well, if you're somebody that has ever given a single dime, let alone like a lot of money to AOC, you are a problem.
Right. Right.
So,
and listen, I totally agree with the fact that they should police like trafficking and stuff on these social media sites. That absolutely needs to be policed and they need to, obviously that stuff needs to go away and they need to keep an eye on that. I don't think that should be a tough thing to do. We should obviously all come together and say that needs to go away. With that goes without saying, right? But when it comes to censoring, like, I don't know, hate speech and things like, and I just, who determines what that is?
Well, bingo, right? That's the key issue right there.
Right.
And the only good, so she had like a number of recommendations or whatever. The one thing that I agreed with her about, because she had recommendations about, you know, putting together like an independent body of some sort that's staffed with people who understand algorithms and how they work. But the one thing, and this is what I have said from day one about all of this algorithm bullcrap, is that Facebook just needs to go back to basics and make your timeline chronological.
Right.
And if you miss stuff, that's fine, right? Like, okay, I'm sorry, you missed stuff. Maybe you decide to follow fewer people or fewer, you know, maybe you have fewer likes so that you don't miss as much content. But if they would just return to chronological order of the stuff that you like and the people that you follow, they wouldn't even have to have algorithms. This wouldn't be an issue. So on that point, I was like, okay, I'm down to clown
right.
with that.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, you know that Zuckerberg's fired back at her. He's come back and he's like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but he's like, you know, you're full of crap. We have more people fighting against harmful content and everything that you're saying than anybody else in the space. And there's no other company that's doing it like we're doing it. It doesn't mean that they're doing a good job, but I mean, or it doesn't mean that they're fighting the right things, but they have employed more people to do that than anybody else. I mean, I don't know if that's a good argument. And he's also from Gleeborg 9. You know?
Well, and I mean, so, you know, it's like, what's her name? Marsha Blackburn is right. on this committee. And, you know, I know everybody is bipartisan about this. This is like Democrats and Republicans are saying we need to regulate. Remove the protections. I get that argument. However, when we do that, it's essentially admitting, yes, Facebook is a publisher and they get to censor whatever they want. So this is one of those things where we got to be careful what we wish for, right? We can be like, oh, regulate them. They need to be ruled with an iron fist. But when they do that, then they are given more opportunity to censor speech they don't like.
Right. There are some people who think that she has been put there, this chick, this, I don't even know.
Frances Haugen.
That she's been put there, like there are theories that she's been put there by Facebook to allow them to sort of transition to be able to censor more, to censor people, you know, that they don't like even more. There are like these underground theories that it's like, oh, well, it'll give them even more leeway to censor even more than they have been in the past. Because, you know, conservatives have been screaming, whatever, the past 6-7 years that they've been squelching conservatives. And people are like, that's not happening. Well, it has happened. I mean, we've seen people ruined because of this freaking algorithm crap. Well, you know, if they get their way and they're able to censor willy-nilly, we can be shut down like that just because he doesn't, you know, that's hate speech. Mm-hmm. You're talking about me. So I think it's hate speech. Boom, you're gone. You know? So yeah, be careful what you wish for.
That's the thing. I mean, it's all a very scary proposition. And by the way, speaking of, you know, people getting silenced, we probably need to address this whole Merrick Garland order, the AG saying, hey, if you're a parent and you're mad at your school board, you're essentially a domestic terrorist now. And we're going to come after you.
Totally beside myself about this.
My God.
Like, weaponizing the FBI, weaponizing the government against American citizens. This is unheard of, you guys. Like, I don't think this has ever happened. I mean, this is like to us. I am livid about this. Like, how can people on the left not see that this is effing crazy? Because I mean, eventually the tables will turn on you if you allow this to happen to American citizens. I mean, I'm sure that they're all right today. They're going, huh, this is so great because look, conservatives. Because this is basically saying, we're going to demonize and we're going to go after conservatives. I mean, let's just translate what this is. They're going after conservative parents. We don't like what you think, so we're going to go after conservative parents. That's what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're weaponizing the government against conservatives.
I guess calling us white supremacists didn't work. And so now they're moving on to domestic terrorists.
Holy mother of commies.
I mean, it's just crazy.
It is crazy.
It's absolutely crazy.
And we're not even a year in.
Yeah. Josh Hawley had a great line of questioning. I would have shared it with everybody, but my connection is so borked that I'm afraid the sound won't work. But Josh Hawley had a really good line of questioning against somebody that was representing the AG's office yesterday. And he was just like, how do you not see like how wrong this is? How do you not see? And it was really good. If you haven't seen it, I would encourage you to go onto Twitter and look up that audio because it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It is just insane. It's insane. And if you have, I mean, just, this is the thing. People need to, what they need to do is double down. The parents need to not, because they listen, their goal is to intimidate us. Mm-hmm. Their goal is to make people scared and to make people go, oh my God, the FBI is not coming after me. I need to shut up and not say anything. No, you need to double and triple and quadruple down. F them.
They don't. Apparently, you can follow them into restrooms now. So right. If you're having trouble attending the meetings, the new rules say that you can follow them into bathrooms and harass them that way.
Right. No, this is not the way this country works. The founders are rolling over in their graves like a gajillion times. This is insanity. Do not go quietly into the night. You need to like double and quadruple down. Like you have to. This is a big deal, you guys. And then also share it. Share the story all over. You need to share it with everybody that you know, because there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, who are really ignorant, and they're watching shows like MSNBC and CNN, who last night, by the way, all MSNBC had to talk about, because this is what I do, is I turn and I see what they're talking about. MSNBC, all they talked about last night was, you know, Facebook and how, who was the shaky lady
Klobuchar?
Yeah, Klobuchar, she's been such a champion for censorship on, you know, Facebook. That's all they talked about last night. I mean, forever and ever and ever. So they're not talking about the fact that this is happening to conservatives and that the FBI is becoming a weapon against them. Of course, no. They're not talking about it. So share the story.
Well, and also, I know I'm switching gears pretty quickly, but Treasury Secretary Yellen was also grilled about this proposal to, you know, have the IRS work with banks to report every time there's a debit or credit of $600 in your accounts,
yeah,
which is ridiculous. And she's completely fine with it. Like she's saying, well, it's because we think that we're going to get $7 trillion more in taxes that people just aren't paying us. So we're totally for it. So, and you know, there are, the banks are opposed, obviously. I mean, so the banks don't want any more regulation. And in this case, we have to like work with the banks to fight this ridiculous invasion of privacy. But it's also a really good time to think about investing your money in something other than banks, which is why we're really excited about Acre Gold. And this is the way that we choose to invest in physical gold. And it, do you have yours? Do you have your little gold?
I got it. I'm getting it out right now. You guys. Yep, I have it.
So it's essentially a gold layaway program, right? Where you have a subscription. There it is. 2.5 grams of gold right there.
There it is.
That's what that looks like.
And I love that you can hold it. You can hold it in your hand. You put it on like a little layaway. You get it. You hold it. You can hold it. Exactly. You can do whatever you want with it. You can make it into like a necklace. I don't care. Whatever. But you can do whatever you want with it. Put it in your safety deposit box. In 5 years, it's actually going to be worth something when everything else will not, because Biden would have run this economy into the ground.
Exactly.
So, seriously, you guys, like invest in physical gold because it'll actually be worth something. All you got to do is visit getacregold.com/chicks.
Do it today. You're not going to regret it. It's a good investment. You can hold it and you can keep it and caress it and do all the things. Cradle it.
Right.
Today I am a moxicologist. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did know. Yeah, you are a moxicologist.
Huge news in Trump world. He has fallen off the list of the top 400 richest people in America. And I think this is a first for a U.S. president to actually be poorer after leaving office than when he got in.
Yeah.
And that speaks to how ridiculous everything is when it comes to being in elected office right now, because you shouldn't get rich from that.
Well, but everybody else does except for Trump. It speaks to the whole notion of Trump being demonized. I mean, I find it interesting because he was rich before he got in. And since he was who he is, now he's poorer. Everybody else gets in, they're they're poorer, they get in, they get rich. I just find it very interesting. It's a Trump phenomenon, right? It's like everybody just hated him. They demonized him. He actually made money without us. It's like all these other people get rich off of us. And this is the thing. And then people think, oh, Nancy Pelosi's so great. She's so wonderful. She's this, that, and the other. And then it's like, she has a $24,000 fridge because of us. And then she'll preach to you about paying your fair share. You can suck it with your fair share. You know, it's like I've paid so much my fair share and then some. And I know y'all have too. Somebody like Trump comes in. He was his own man. He was a businessman. He came in. We were so relieved to finally have somebody who actually understood business and came in, understood small business, came in, understood that. And then now he's poor because they've tried to ruin him. Because they hate that. They don't want that. They don't want somebody who understands business. They want the everyday politician. They don't want change, you know? And it's a shame. It just shows you the phenomenon that is him.
He is also going to be deposed. Did you hear that? He has to be deposed before the, like, December something. He's got to go and, like, give a deposition about these accusations that some celebrity apprentice chick made against him, like sexual, whatever.
Oh.
What's her name? It's like Summer something, I think, is her name.
It's like, it's not like Danity Kane or something. That was.
No, that's a whole other scandal.
Okay. I don't know.
I think that scandal was a Donald Trump Jr. scandal, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe Eric Trump. I can't keep it straight.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, so he has to do this deposition, which is kind of a, you know, it's a thing.
What did he do to her, or what did she claim that he did to her?
I don't know. Like, I saw the headline and I was like, there's been so many women who have said various things about him to try to take him down.
Like during his presidency, but not before it.
Right. Right.
Right.
Leading up to his presidency, during his presidency. Yes. And now, because he's no longer president, he does have to go through this deposition. Right. And so I don't know how
kind of like that, the Herman Cain effect. Like when he ran for president, do you remember all the women that came forward, and all of a sudden it's like, wait, I remember he harassed me.
Yeah. So, I can't believe I didn't mention it. Did I not mention it before?
I didn't mention that.
My bad.
Now I remember that he harassed me 15 years ago. I'm going to mention it now. Yeah, it's interesting how that works.
Speaking of court cases, our good buddy Brandon Strock is going to be in court today.
Interesting.
Yeah, he will be pleading. He's taking a plea deal, pleading guilty to whatever the charges were of, like, participating in January 6th in whatever way he participated. And that could result in 6 months of jail time for him, according to this plea deal. But we don't know if the plea deal will be accepted. I'm assuming it will be, but that's all happening today.
What did he do exactly?
He had some tweets that were basically saying, we keep saying that America needs a revolution and here we are in the middle of one, you know, don't hold back, keep going. He basically is being accused of inciting and telling people to, like, be more violent and all that stuff.
Okay.
So that's happening. We'll see how that turns out today. Listen, we need to tell you about Genucel skincare because it's amazing. And right now, they continue to have 50% off of all of their packages, you guys.
50
or more. Some of the packages are even more. And so all you have to do is go to our special link, lovegenucel, GENUCEL.com/checks. And I understand that they may have some new products coming around the bend that we'll be talking about shortly. But if you haven't tried any of their products, think about doing a package where you just get, like, all the good stuff put together in one package for you. And there's a few different kinds that you can choose from. You can see those at lovegenucel.com/checks. Do that today.
Hope everybody has a fantastic hump day. Bring it in.
Just remember, you can dance to anything.
You can dance today. You know,
that's right.
All right, but like people are watching. Do it. You guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
I am now a resident of Texas, and the border crisis here is only getting worse. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll bring you reporting on this you won't hear anywhere else. And I'll be joined by Congressman Devin Nunes to discuss how the Democrats want to spend your tax dollars to take away your freedom. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.